morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening to me under the surface of the sun. It's another beautiful day right here in the heart of Ekoi, Lagos, as I welcome you to your one-stop in-depth market analysis podcast. The program is Market Mirror, and this is EGM Analytics. I remain your host, Winsala Gbotemi, publisher EGM Analytics, and I've got Moses Kayode with me, derivative analyst, Eagle Global Markets. Today, Moses will be mirroring on the wrap-up of activities that happened in the market this week. Moses, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today, Botemi. Today has been a wonderful day where we have a lot of reports to talk about. Aside that, in the beginning of the week, the market overview, we were expecting a lot of reports for the week, which we later see that it actually did a lot of wonders during the week. We saw a lot of movement and volatility in the market as the week reports are beginning to unfold gradually. Today, we get the report from the United States, the Empire Manufacturing PMI report for the industry. Actually, this is a monthly survey that actually come out to give the report on how production has been going on. So far, so good. But the first region survey for the May, that's the report we're expecting today, as well as the retail sales for April and the preliminary consumer confidence report also for May, that is going to be released by the Michigan University. For the Empire Index, which is which happens to be the Empire Manufacturing Index, the PMI report for this month of April, for the month of April, actually, it's a bit of the worst report that ever have been seen in the report of the United States PMI report. It's dropped heavily, like it just dropped like the force of gravity, and you can see that it dropped to about minus negative 78.2% value, as against the expected report. Well, in the month of May, this month report, we're expecting it to to recover, of course, to like let's say negative 64.0 value level by the consensus. Really, it would still signal a sharp decline in the production still, because even if the report recovers to that point, we still see a lot of drag in the market, that the market has actually, the production has actually been dragged down heavily. The United States retail sales are also set to review a big drop in the month of April. We expect to see about 4.4% value from the report, from the consensus report for the control group, really. In the sense that this report actually will show also the impact of what the virus has done in the market, and now we're beginning to see what the market is now showing as a result of what had happened so far. A consumer price index report for May from the University of Michigan will also likely show also a declining figure in the optimism as as we expect a big job cut continue this month. We are focusing on the report for the review of U.S. President Trump to possibly place sanction on the Chinese China. Actually, we got from report this morning that the United States President Donald Trump refused to have a discussion with Xi, which actually shows a kind of expectation on is very high that this may that Trump, the President of the United States, might pull out of the phase one deal that is about to commence and start to add tariff on the Chinese on the China economy, as well as if China refused to continue the agricultural purchase agreement that they had. Of course, this might also create a lot of halting on the part of the economy, which I think possibly might jeopardize in the United States the importance of the farmers' vote in the key swing states as we go on into this new new trade war that is actually coming up again. Actually, we are still expecting that Chinese, will begin to look at this as we don't know what actually will happen so far, but we'll follow the report to be able to see how the market will do. On the part of the Chinese economy, we expect the industrial reports, which came out virtually, and also the retail sales and fixed income in April, published overnight, it looks a little bit pretty. The industrial production actually rose to about 3.9% value. It's a yearly report, survey, and it's actually higher than the expected value, which we focused on the fact that it might be around 1.5%, but it rose above that, above the expected by the consensus, really. On the side of the retail sale, data fell to 7.5%. It's also a yearly survey below the expected forecast. And fixed assets drop also to 10.3%. It's also, all these are long-term evaluation. Above all, the data so far so good in the Chinese economy looks a little bit on the part of the recovery. I see that the Chinese economy is better. So it's improving so far after the lockdown, after the corona impact on their part. The United States initial jobless claim increased by 3 million. Last week, while we expect the unemployment, while we also review the unemployment rate in the United States continue to rise. Now we are continuing to see about 36 million according to the report overnight. Over the past 8 weeks, we have recorded about 36 million, and it's revealed on the part of the United States that there is need for a stimulus or another round of direct payments. So to say, on the part of England, the UK, the Bank of England, that is the Bank of England, the president of the Bank of England, that's Governor Andre Bailey, said the central bank will not, want to go through the stress of reducing the rate to negative rates. It's according to him, he said it's going to create a lot of challenge and problem for the banks. So therefore, he actually commented in view of what Powell's, which happens to be the Fed president, said on Wednesday. And this, we want to look at it as, no bank want to reduce. So according to them, they don't want to reduce their rates to negative rates, as they say it's going to give problem. So Brent crude continued to rise, even overnight climbing about above $31 per barrel. Actually, it's as a result of the cut of the supply, which OPEC and the other bodies outside OPEC are helping to balance the market. Some analysts said it's actually a costly rebalancing for producers. But a recent forecast by the EIA, which is the report from them, says crude oil in the next 9 years at the lowest level, which is going to be as a result of the reduced consumption and followed by the lockdown, which happened to be the major part of the economy. Finally, the United States has started supporting the corporate debt market by pumping some liquidity into the market. Actually, they bought over $0.3 billion, and now another reserve has jumped in, and now it has increased from $100 billion to about $3.263 billion to help the ETFs market and on the opening. So this is just a report so far so good. The report has a lot of curb on the market, and we have been able to look at the view of the market, and we're given the report that had happened over the week. So till next week, when we come with a market overview again. Thank you very much.
To all our wonderful listeners out there, I want to say a very big thank you for joining us today on your one-stop in-depth market analysis podcast here in the heart of Ikoyi. My name is Winsor Agbotemi, publisher, EGM Analytics. Until I come your way next week, always remember to adhere to your trading plan or strategy. And if you don't have a trading plan or strategy, make one today. My name is Agbotemi once again.